whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, you can take control of the airwaves tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls here, but just wanted to confirm, Mark, we were digging around the internet during the news break there because you were finding it hard to believe after having chewed on the idea for a little bit. Last hour we had a professional driver call in to tell us that there's some crazy new regulations going into effect here this year to control the lives and of professional drivers, truck drivers. And you didn't believe it. One of his claims was that they were essentially going to be regulating the BMI, the body mass index, of professional drivers. And I said I absolutely believe it. I think that these drivers know what they're talking about. They're well-networked. I'm sure if there was BS going around, somebody would have checked it out. But then again, you never know. It could be just a vicious rumor. Maybe he was one of the first people to hear it. However, Mark, what did you find out during the break?
Well, one of my geniuses, Keith, came one of the cool things about Free Talk Live is how networked we are and how many people we have doing sort of the role of producer. When somebody says something like that, they go to work, and Keith came up with this one. It's from MSNBC.com. New federal rules for obese truckers. Regulators with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. You know, they have your best interest at heart.
These are the CSA 2010 Comprehensive Safety Analysis 2010 rules.
These aren't rules. No, this is they're being considered for more than a year now. Rules that would require screening for drivers whose body mass index, a metric based on weight and height, exceeds 30, the baseline for obesity. A BMI of 30 means 221 pounds for a 6-foot man. That ain't that much.
Yeah, and it's, from what I understand about BMI, it's not quite the best way to measure whether somebody is unhealthily obese.
Right. It can be bad for people who are muscular. Kenneth Armstrong's BMI equals 43. Researchers have estimated that more than 40% of commercial drivers have a BMI of 30 or higher. That sounds generous. but the FMCSA has yet to act on the January 2008 recommendation by the Medical Review Board, which frustrates groups representing victims of trucking accidents, who say that fatigue in general and sleep apnea in particular are under-recognized threats on the road. A driver is impaired by fatigue long before he falls asleep, said Jeff Burns, a lawyer representing the Truck Safety Coalition, a safety advocacy group. Every time I'm in the vicinity of a large truck on the highway, I believe my life is in danger. I give trucks a very wide berth, adds Burns, who's a member of the Injury Board, a legal advocacy group. I found truckers to be the best
drivers
on the road.
Period.
They really are.
One of them jackknifes, it's pretty bad. Obviously, it draws a lot of attention. People notice those things happening, but you look at the numbers, you break it down. I mean, these guys don't get in near the accidents that the cars do. And as the professional driver pointed out, Steve, last hour, it's the cars that are causing most of the accidents that the truckers are getting into.
They whip in and whip out around these trucks like the trucks are an obstacle in the road or something. Yeah. But they're not people in them, and you have to respect the truck.
You absolutely do. Yeah.
I mean, yes, it is different to drive a truck than it is to drive a car, but there's a heck of a lot more car accidents than there are truck accidents from, at least that's what my belief is.
Per capita.
I would guess.
Because obviously there are a lot more cars on the road than there are trucks.
I don't know. I don't have statistics on that. Anyway, going on, there's no direct relationship between a person's body weight and the ability to drive an 18-wheel truck, said Tom Weekly, director of the operations for the Owner Motor Independent Drivers Association, which represents about 160,000 drivers. Show me where it's a better predictor than a person's driving record. Sleep apnea is a disorder that causes a person's airways, so they're talking about, the medical likelihood that fat people will have sleep apnea, and as I understand, that's, it's terrible. They got some scary stories.
So that's the excuse, is that overweight people are more likely statistically to suffer from sleep apnea, therefore they're more dangerous statistically, supposedly, on the road. That's the idea. So therefore all overweight professional drivers will have to slim down.
That's the idea.
It's crazy. I mean, these guys have been on the road driving safely for decades, and they've been overweight for decades. And where's the epidemic? It's not an epidemic. That's just it. It's just saying that there's probably one or two guys out there that fell asleep at the wheel or something like that because of sleep apnea. And as a result, now they're just going to crush the entire industry.
Well, they've done some they've done some studies, and apparently they're believing that truck drivers are more likely, because they're fatter, are more likely to have sleep apnea. But, you know what? I don't know. I mean,
it's just speculation, though. It's not to say that that's a problem. It's not to say that it's affecting anything out there. If something happened, it was probably an incident or two over a few decades, and they're, well, we need to pass some laws so nothing ever happens. Nothing dangerous could ever happen on the road.
That's really the point. If somebody causes an injury or something like that, they need to be responsible for that. But if they haven't, then they don't.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Neil is in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about the Olympics.
Okay, sure.
I don't know how big fans of the Olympics you guys are.
Not at all.
Been following it at all?
Mark watches sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I thought the opening ceremonies were nice, but it was really missing a key figure, I think, who would have represented Canada nicely, and he wasn't there.
Who's that?
I was disappointed.
And who are you referencing?
I'm talking about do you remember the story about the Greyhound bus that was traveling across the country, and a man violently murdered another man? He cut his head off. And,
ooh, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
And why is that?
It was somewhere in Winnipeg, I think. I'm not sure. But I think he would be a nice representation of our country. It was a shame we couldn't see him up there holding that torch.
Why would you say
that? Why is that? I don't understand. Clearly you're getting to something.
Well, I don't know. I just think he's a newsworthy figure. He lends some notoriety.
Okay.
On this national stage. And it's a nice thing to associate to, to your country. He's famous, you know. He was a really cool killer.
Alrighty. I don't really even know what to say to that. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Was that supposed to be tongue-in-cheek? Was it supposed to be funny?
I don't know. Maybe uncomfortable.
Weird. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How about, when I think of Canadian, I think Trailer Park Boys. How about the guys from the Trailer Park Boys? Have them in the Olympic run. You ever seen that show, Mark?
No.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's great stuff. They nailed the trailer park. Not that I've ever lived in a trailer park, but I've known some folks that have. I've spent a little bit of time in a trailer park. But, man, go check it out when you get a chance. Trailer Park Boys, fun stuff. 800-259-9231. All right, since we're talking about media here, the U.S. manga collector has been jailed for 6 months. Manga. It's art. Well,
comic books.
Some people would say it's art. Some people might disagree with that. But, yeah, comic books. According to Wired's threat level, Wired.com, a U.S. comic book collector is being sentenced to 6 months in prison after pleading guilty to importing and possessing Japanese manga books depicting illustrations of child sex and bestiality. Christopher Handley was sentenced in Iowa on Thursday to almost a year after pleading guilty to charges of possessing so-called obscene visual representations of the sexual abuse of children. The 40-year-old was charged under the 2003 Protect Act, which outlaws cartoons, drawings, sculptures, or paintings depicting minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct, and which lacks serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. Handley was the nation's first to be convicted under that law for possessing cartoon art without any evidence that he also collected or viewed genuine child pornography. You know, where there are actual children being forced into doing sex acts. on video or photographic evidence?
A lot of this stuff is, you know, it's not like they're depicting actual children. They're depicting young women that are dressed up in a young fashion. So you really can't. I mean, how old is a cartoon character?
Yeah. Well,
how old is Bart Simpson?
Let's come back to this here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. Does anybody think this is a good thing? Putting this guy in jail for 6 months because he had some artwork? It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1 month supply for only $29.97. Plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60 day money back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. including the various different ways you can listen to the show. We've got live streams, broadband and dial-up version, webcam. We've got listen lines. You can get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And as we mentioned over the weekend, we've got a brand new radio affiliate on board with us. It's Kudo 1080 in Anchorage, Alaska, coming on board for midnight to 2 a.m. every night of the week, Monday through Saturday. And then Saturday, they actually take the live show, Alaskan time, from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. So welcome to our new six-night-a-week affiliate.
We're afternoon drive in Alaska.
That's right. Well, at least on Saturdays. So the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. We'll give you some more information a little bit later on how you can help Free Talk Live get on your local radio stations.
Have you ever lost power? It's inconvenient for sure, maybe even debilitating. Now imagine you could flip a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator, and not nearly the maintenance. Go to mysolarbackup.com now and check it out. You are the one that's responsible for providing for your family's safety. It's mysolarbackup.com.
Let's continue here. The story is from Wired.com about the manga collector, the first of hopefully not many, but who knows? This could be the first of many, and I hope it won't be that way. But according to Wired, this guy, 40 years old, has been charged under the 2003 Protect Act, which, in case you didn't know, outlaws cartoons, drawings, sculptures, or paintings depicting minors engaging in a sexually explicit conduct. This outlaws thought crime, basically. It basically says that if you have something that resembles children involving themselves in sexual conduct, you're a criminal, and you need to go to a prison cell. This guy's going to 6 months of jail because he had some pictures of some kids, allegedly, doing sexual things.
They were being sent to him, so he actually never received them. And I don't know personally how this arrangement went, but I can tell you that having worked at a comic book store, and I have a great deal of experience with comic books from back in the late 80s, is generally you order these things based on their covers and, you know, their content.
Well, who cares what he ordered? Look, he probably has a collection, and yes, they did intercept these, but who cares if he had a whole collection full of this stuff?
I understand, but that may not be what even occurred here.
Let's go to your phone calls. I want to know, is there anybody that actually feels like this guy should be going to jail for this? 800-259-9231. Ron is listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was just wondering, I mean, with this law, if I own the, you know, you brought up Bart Simpson, if am I going to go to jail for his little full frontal nudity shot in the Simpsons movie?
Well, I that seems unlikely because it's not actually explicit sexual conduct, although certainly there are some prudes out there that would probably like to see that kind of thing censored or banned.
Maybe next.
Yeah, but there actually was a story, and I don't think it was from this country. I think it was Australia, if I'm not mistaken. But there was a story about a guy who had some drawings of the Simpsons, Bart and Lisa, the children in the Simpsons family.
Right, from the internet.
Engaging in some sort of sexual act, and that person was indeed charged with a crime for that.
Huh. But yeah, then you know, maybe even think of some of the old Renaissance stuff of the little cherubic or cherubic angels. You know,
right.
They're usually nude.
Yes, they are.
And caressing fat ladies. And that's nice about
that. That is sexual, I would think.
It all depends, right?
The viewer decides.
It all depends on who you ask. And so it sounds like you're with us on this, that this is pretty ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, the poor guy probably might not have known what was in there.
Right. It's a big... Well, even if he did know, I still think he should be able to buy up as much of the weird Japanese manga porn, chill child porn, tentacle porn, whatever the heck it is that he's
right.
buying.
Rape isn't a big problem in Japan.
No.
So, there you have it. Hey, any other thoughts for us, Ron?
Nope. I listen to you guys pretty much every night on my way home from work.
Great. Are you listening on the FM side or AM side over there in Charleston?
On the AM right now.
All right, very good. Thanks for listening.
Back and forth.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you for it at 800-259-9231.
I do that here in town. The AM translator travels farther than the FM translator, but the AM
transmitter.
Travels farther than the FM translator, but the FM sounds a little better in town, so I've tended to flip between the FM and the AM too, but that really just makes me an AM guy.
All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. There's a little more here to this story, because remember, the guy took a plea bargain. He took a plea bargain to get 6 months in jail, in prison, because he had some MAGA books illustrating child sex and bestiality. So according to the story at Wired.com, now without a plea deal with the federal government, he faced a maximum 15-year sentence. Comic fans were outraged, saying jailing someone over manga does not protect children from sexual abuse. No kidding. I'd say the anime community's reaction to this since day one has been almost exclusively one of support for Handley and disgust with the U.S. courts and
sure.
legal system.
Well, it's not the legal system. It's the legislators. They passed this, and that's the reason this kid took this plea bargain. Because that's what the law says, is that if you've got depictions of what they call children, mm-hmm. And they're going to have to decide that these are children having sex, and I don't know what these pictures showed, but if you've got pictures where there's no victim, everybody, no victim,
no real children were harmed in the making of this manga porn.
Right. that you've broken the law. So a jury's going to sit up there and decide whether or not this guy's broken the law, and gosh darn, he did.
Congress passed
the Protect
Act.
The
Supreme Court struck down a broader law prohibiting any visual depictions of minors engaged in sexual activity, including computer-generated imagery and other fakes. The High Court ruled.
So you can have a drawing, but you can't. You can have a computer generation, but not a drawing. What kind of sense does this make?
You cannot have cartoons, drawings, sculptures, or paintings depicting minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct. But apparently you can have a computer-generated image. The High Court ruled the ban was too broad and could cover legitimate speech, including Hollywood productions. Gotta protect Hollywood here.
Yeah, that's always where they go.
In response,
they don't mind if they throw some, you know, dorky kid from Oklahoma or wherever it is in jail, but...
In response, the Protect Act narrows the prohibition to cover only depictions that the defendant's community would consider obscene. The case, their community... Well, according to the editor of Anime News Network, he's saying that the anime community's reaction was disgust for the U.S. courts and the legal system. So clearly his community says, hey, leave this guy alone. Let him have his manga porn. So obviously what the community thinks doesn't have one thing to do with what the government actually does.
Well, the government decides who the community is, and the community is a bunch of nosy jerks that'll get involved in your life.
Yeah, busybodies. The case began in 2006 when customs officials intercepted and opened a package from Japan addressed to Handley 7 books of manga. Inside contained cartoon drawings of minors engaged in sexually explicit acts and bestiality. Whew. Well, the world's a safer place now that this guy's going off to the federal clink for 6 months, right? Does anybody really believe that? Does anybody really think this is a good thing? Anybody that's listening to this show tonight. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Hey, Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include our chat room and our webcam, both together on the same page. For your convenience, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. Get interactive with our listeners. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you're wanting to get some gold or silver in order to have a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency, and, well, you're kind of like most people, even like I've been in my life, not very good at putting money away. Well, Free Talk Live has a solution for you. So all you have to do is call this toll-free number that I'm going to give you here shortly. And, you know, put aside 20 or 25 coins in a layaway plan. That's the key word here, layaway, when you call this number. And they'll, it's Midas Resources, our syndicate. And once, you get, you paid off the 20 or 25 coins, they'll send them off to you. And then you can do it all over again. It's kind of like a little weekly, biweekly, whenever you get your paycheck savings plan. Here's the number, 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938. Give him a call.
All right. So I'm wondering if anybody actually thinks that this guy who's going to jail for prison, federal prison, for 6 months because he was importing some Japanese manga porn that involved depictions of children and bestiality, children having sex and bestiality, that does, is there anybody that actually thinks that this guy should be going to a prison cell? By the way, Mark, in case you thought that he was accidentally ordering things and he didn't know what he was getting, they actually list some of the titles of the mangas here.
No, nothing good.
Wired.com. Unfinished Schoolgirl was one of them.
Well, schoolgirl porn isn't anything entirely new. In the United States, you could have this as long as she's barely legal. You know, a teen, 18 years old. You
Animal
could do
Sex
this.
Anthology, Volume 3.
You can see that stuff on the internet.
Right, but now it's illegal to have a picture in your physical possession.
Bestiality?
Well, yeah, maybe some. Excuse me, it's
not
bestiality.
Drawing of bestiality.
Wait, I guess it's not bestiality. It's only minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct.
Yeah.
So, let's see, Doll Labyrinth, that kind of suggests young, I think, young girls. Anyway, so it seems to me pretty clear that he knew what he was getting into. But that's not the issue. The issue is freedom. And that people should be able to go ahead and order whatever kind of weirdo manga porn that they want to for themselves.
As long as nobody's harmed. And in this case, nobody's harmed.
Let's go to your call, see what you think. Ladies first. Jennifer, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Hi, Jennifer. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to talk about the what I heard last night on Coast to Coast with, I believe it's George Norrie.
Mm-hmm. I think that's who's doing it.
Yep.
George Norrie. About a girl who did an investigation, and she stumbled onto something and found out she thinks there's a serial killer that is taking college boys who drink. Yeah, they get drunk and follow them and put them in a lake and drown them. Or they're dead before they go in the lake.
And this is a fiction story?
Huh?
This is a fictional story?
That is true. She's been doing her best day. I wish I'd written her name. Now she's got her own website.
So wait, it's like it's a female killer of college boys?
No. She did some investigation. And she found out that she believed there was a serial killer going on. She read a story in the newspaper, Michigan.
I see. She's like an independent investigator.
A college guy. He went to a fraternity party.
Mm-hmm.
And he got drunk.
That's what
they
do.
Right near the place, he was found 3 weeks later.
Oh,
he was missing. His cell phone was gone, was never used, you know, his credit cards, money was never used. He wasn't suicidal.
Hmm.
And he was found in the lake 3 weeks later. Well, she decided, because she heard that several other college boys doing the same thing, you know, being in the lake drowning.
Really?
Not drowning, you know, but presume it was drowning. Well, she got a hold of this one guy, did an investigation. And he was, he majored in this, you know, and he had other people found out that he was only put in there 3.5 days before the 3 weeks was up.
Huh? So where was he before that?
He was missing all that time.
Oh, I see. So he's missing for a week and a, or 2 weeks and 2.5
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks and a half.
Yeah.
None of his cell phone or nothing had been touched.
Nobody knows what happened to him, huh?
Yeah, and they found other college kids, I don't know, in Michigan and other ways. In other states, she's getting more people calling in. Men, the same thing.
Man.
One was at a bar.
The moral of the story is, if you're in college, you shouldn't go to frat parties. There might be a killer out there.
But I've been trying to get a hold of him because it could be, he could, like they didn't know what type of person he was.
Who have you been trying to get a hold of? The woman that was on the show?
Yeah, but it could be women, too.
It could be, you're
right. We could have two sides of him. You know, and he could be like that girl in Virginia.
I don't know who that is.
Waited 6 months to go to that concert.
There's just so many sad stories. I don't know.
That.
I don't know specifically which one you're talking about. There are a lot of sad stories of abductions
recently,
and things like that.
She waited 6 months to go to concert. She left to go to the lobby. She went with two girlfriends. Real pretty girl going to college. And she was in the lobby, and she called her girlfriend and said she found her ride home.
Uh-oh.
And her cell phone was outside. She knew someone, and she found the ride home. You know, she knew this person. Well, her cell phone was found outside her wallet. Then just recently, they found her body in a field.
Well, who's the guy that gave her the ride home?
Pardon?
Who gave her the ride home?
Well, that's what I had to call Nancy Grace. I mean, if her parents said impossible because she wouldn't miss that concert for anybody.
Right.
There was no one there. She had one to date at the college. And she made that perfect clear to her parents. And I guess she didn't seem excited when she said she found somebody. And her parents can't believe she ever left that place, you know, because she waited 6 months. That's all she could talk about was seeing the group. Even the group paid for her disappearance. You know, when they found out she was disappearance, the group pitched in the money.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking to find a guest for a different radio show, you probably should contact those folks over at Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I think all these women, too, better watch them, you know, because that's been going on, too.
Thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. There's some scary people out there.
People are awfully worried about the idea of serial killers. And, you know, they're interesting. It's an interesting phenomenon. Mm-hmm. But I think
the cannibal.
Yeah. I think you can find much more insidious people working for the government.
Well, you're more likely to actually encounter one of them. You're much more likely to have an encounter in which a government agent extracts money and obedience from you than you are actually encountering
Or even ones that
killer.
Abuse their power. Come on. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a heck of a lot more, you know, likely to happen. There's a new cop beating story. I just saw one on another YouTube out there where, you know, somebody got the video from a police station.
Boy.
Cop goes and turns the camera off. He turns it back on. This poor lady's beaten all up.
Oh, my gosh. Scary. And those are the kinds of killers and murderers that you can't touch. Even if you've got evidence that a cop actually killed somebody on purpose, there's very little that will be done to that police officer because they've got the protection of the thin blue line. But nonetheless, I mean, there's some scary people out there. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why the Tiger Light is one of our advertisers at tiger.freetalklive.com.
That's what you want to have on your side.
I mean, yeah, whether you're the girl leaving the concert to get a ride home or you are the guy, the drunken college guy.
Yeah. You get a face, the perp gets a face full of that stuff and he's going to change his mind on what he wants to do.
Probably would want to find an easier mark, I think, at that point.
Well, he's just going to really try to catch his breath.
Although, I don't know. I mean,
they're really at your mercy for like 5 minutes.
I wouldn't think that operating the Tiger Light would be too difficult when inebriated after a college party.
But you'd have to be pretty darn inebriated.
But then again, I don't know if I'd recommend anybody, you know, use weapons while drunk.
Well, you'll live.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's a good point. Better to make a mistake with your tiger light because you're not going to die than to end up at the bottom of a lake. All right, more coming up here. You can bring up anything in the remaining moments of the show. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a 2-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro. In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-00.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. Someone found anybody to call and actually agree with putting the manga porn guy in a jail cell for 6 months. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free if you want to help get Free Talk Live on your local radio station. If it's not there, you can learn how at localfaq.freetalklive.com. You can also learn how to encourage your local stations to take more of the show if they're already taking some of it. localfaq.freetalklive.com. Now then, coming up in March, the 18th through the 21st in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, there is going to be a hell of a convention. It's going to be put on by the Free State Project, the organization designed to bring thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all to the same place in order to get active for freedom here in New Hampshire. Hundreds of those like-minded people will be getting together in the same hotel. There's going to be panel discussions and speeches, and keynote addresses, dinners, brunch. There's, after-hours parties, which are just absolute blast. Also, alternative things going on that aren't even necessarily part of the official curriculum. There are the Alternatives Expo. There's going to be a 420 celebration on Saturday afternoon outside of the hotel. There's going to be so much happening, and it's going to be a blast. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and looking forward to seeing you there. Get on over there and use our discount code to save 10% on your registration fee. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn about all the guests. They're going to be the speakers. They're going to have Andrew Napolitano. You might know him as the judge from Fox News. He's going to be one of the keynote addresses. You can go and get the whole full list of speakers. They've got at least a couple dozen there, I think. It's going to be great. We'll see you there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the discount code FTL to save 10%. As we continue with your calls, Larry is in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind tonight, Larry?
Yeah, I have you on the webcam here. I see you there, and wow!
Congratulations! What's on your mind tonight?
You guys are looking cute.
Aww.
Yeah. So sweet. That manga thing—that's pretty crazy. I never heard of that stuff before, but now that you mentioned it, it's pretty insane. But
you're gonna go download some, right?
Yeah, maybe, probably. I mean, well, I was kind of amazed. I found this, other thing, when I, in like the alternative kind of like cartoon thing.
Hello. I'm sorry, you cut out there. Alternative cartoon, what?
Yeah, like hentai. I've never heard of that before.
Now, what's the difference between hentai and manga? That is something I'm not clear on. Do you know?
Hentai's porn.
I have no clue. But what I was going to say, hey, was that, like, it's hot. With these hentai, they're naked. It's really good.
So is hentai like a subgenre of manga? Is that correct. The idea? Gotcha.
Oh, so, really? Yeah, I guess so. Know.
I'm asking the wrong guy. So anything else you want to share?
I think it's changing my life. There was one single release that occurred that,
what was it?
I can't even put it into words. I can paint a mental picture for you.
So you're saying that the release that you received from enjoying the hentai was so spectacular that it's become life-changing for you?
Yes.
That's quite an endorsement. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Wow. So in my my wife's previous career as a vocational rehabilitative counselor, she interviewed all kinds of bums. And, you know, people that wanted some kind of operation or another, wanted the government in some way to subsidize their lifestyle. There was one guy who basically, his claim was that his personality was just so bad that he couldn't work. He was a jerk and wanted a subsidy for being a jerk. But my favorite was when she comes home and she starts asking me about cartoon porn, and basically she's talking about hentai. Mm-hmm. And apparently she had somebody who has whose disability included the inability to relate to the opposite sex because they only viewed hentai porn. So. She just didn't. So this was so foreign to her. She just didn't understand what might be going on here. That she was asking me questions about it. Not that I know a great deal, but I at least have seen the stuff.
We are being schooled here. Johnson says that manga is a company. However, the dictionary says that manga is a Japanese graphic novel typically intended for adults, characterized by highly stylized art.
Right, I'm mistaken.
While hentai is sexually explicit animation or comics.
Right. But anime is hentai is a subgenre of anime. Manga is the
hentai
cartoon
can
form.
Be comics though.
Hentai can
I
be.
I just read
a
you that a hentai sexually explicit animation or comics.
Then maybe it's a subgenre of both.
The etymology of hentai is
disgusting, right?
The etymology is perverted perversion.
Okay.
For hentai, there is no etymology listed for manga.
Well, doesn't.
Maybe there's a company that named itself manga. I don't know. Japanese comics. Oh, here's the history. Manga, Japanese comic books or graphic novels. Involuntary pictures, term said to have been coined in 1814 by the artist Katsushika Hokusai to convey a sense of free-flowing composition and quirky style. So it sounds to me like manga, being a Japanese graphic novel typically intended for adults, is a wider category than hentai. So hentai, indeed, a comic book form or graphic novel form of hentai, would be also categorized as a manga.
I didn't see any reason to correct you when you were talking about manga porn or whatever, because it really didn't matter. You know,
it's important to know what we're talking about. It's important to know what the words are that you're saying.
It's a foreign word.
So, we're talking about it.
All right. It's hentai.
I don't want to sound like a jackball, like trying to
use words. You think getting this word right is going to prevent that?
Huh?
You think getting this word right is going to prevent that?
Prevent what?
You sounding like a jackball?
I don't know. That all depends.
No.
I guess it depends on who you ask. So let's continue here. I think there's more folks here that want to talk about this. James is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Basically, you got it right about the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Anime and manga are basically the same thing. It's just manga is in comic book form.
Got it.
Anime is animated.
Makes sense.
Live action. And hentai is a subgenre of both.
Right. Got it.
And that branches out into all the various weird crap that happens with porn, you know.
There's a lot
it's
of
just
it
like regular porn, except
with tentacles.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think about this? I mean, this guy's going to jail for 6 months for having a manga that basically depicted children involving in sex acts.
Okay. I understand that some of the people that view this probably have fantasies, but it's better than them actually going out and doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I don't want to pay to put this guy in a prison cell.
They're
what
not hurting
that
anybody.
Do?
They're just crawling off in their little corners.
The call. Appreciate
right.
hearing from you. Yeah, they're crawling off into their corners with their weird stuff.
Weird
is what he said.
Yes.
Except he didn't say that word. We're going to Christopher in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christopher.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about protests. Both cyber and physical protests. Like, have you heard about the attacks on government websites in Australia?
Yeah, somebody mentioned it on one of last week's shows. I think that's great news because Australia is restricting access to the Internet for all of their Internet service providers there, and somebody has been hacking one of their websites, the government websites.
Actually, it's been a lot of people from Anonymous. They've been putting ungodly amounts of porn on their website. And, The porn that they're trying to ban on their websites. And
that's fantastic.
And I was just wondering, do you think that this form of protest, because they call it cyber terrorism, it's not cyber terrorism, do you think this form of protest is better than actual physical protest? Because I think this leaves a little bit of fear. It's like, how many of them are there? And like, nobody pays attention to protests anymore. Like, the teabaggers are a joke, and I mean,
I think so. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's great. I think it's far more visible.
Isn't it a form of vandalism, though? I mean,
but it's not legitimately owned property. It's government property.
So you're saying it's okay for me to go out there and pour gas on a government park bench and set it on fire?
Well, I mean, as long as you don't set someone's private property on fire, I don't see what the problem with that would be. I mean, I'm not somebody who will go out and do these things. I don't necessarily encourage it. But at the same time, if I see them happening, I don't feel badly about it. They stole that money for that park bench. Unless somebody donated it, which is a possibility.
You're not going to make a lot of friends doing that vandalism stuff.
A lot of the park benches around here were actually donated by private companies and people.
But it's on public land, so nobody owns it, right?
Thank you for the call tonight, Christopher. We are out of time. If you didn't get on the show, we actually have at least one guy hanging on here. Call in tomorrow night. We'll talk to you at the top of the show at 7 o'clock Eastern Time tomorrow, same time, same place. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-662-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.